Voters go to the polls in California's primary tomorrow. Instead of being allowed to vote only for candidates in their own party, they'll be able to vote for anyone they please. The top two candidates will then move on to the general election, regardless of party. It is the first statewide test of California's new open primary system, and NPR's Tamara Keith reports its backers hope the system will help preserve a rare breed in the state, moderates.
There's something you should know about California. It doesn't have very many purple areas. What it has are strongly Democratic regions and strongly Republican regions, and the Democrats dominate. Alan Hoffenblum is a Republican and publisher of the California Target Book, which handicaps congressional and legislative races in the state.
The Republican Party is no longer a statewide party. It's a regional party. There's huge areas of the state where the Republican Party has all but ceased to exist.
And what this means is that for years, it's been all about the primary, which usually rewarded the extremes on both sides. Former state senator and current congressional candidate Abel Maldonado says he hopes the new system will change that.
Now, as a candidate, you have to talk to everybody, not only the hard hyperpartisan right or the hard hyperpartisan left. You have to talk to everybody, and I hope that we get more reasonable elected officials.
Maldonado has always been an outlier in California politics, a moderate Republican who was willing to cross party lines. And in 2009, during a particularly tough budget battle, in exchange for his vote, Maldonado pushed for a change to the top two primary system, modeled after one in Washington state. He thinks this will do away with what he calls the political party two-step.
You had to vote party line because they're the ones that give you your budgets and so forth. And if you didn't do that, they'd primary you in the next election and it wouldn't be pretty. Under the new system, you can change the behavior of the elected officials. And it's one where, to me, they'll be more open-minded and more reasonable.
It could be quite a few years before it's clear whether Maldonado's utopian vision has become a reality. What is clear, according to a Target Book analysis, there could be as many as 30 races where two people from the same party face off again in the general election. The most prominent is a fight between Democratic Representatives Brad Sherman and Howard Berman in the 30th congressional district race in LA's San Fernando Valley.
And that's where I think you're really going to see something go from a boxing match to a knife fight to a gunfight.
Josh Pulliam is a Sacramento-based political consultant who mostly works for Democratic causes and candidates. For consultants like Pulliam, this new system, in combination with a pretty dramatic redistricting, means the rules have changed. And there's a whole lot of guessing about how to play the game.
Anybody that says they're an expert on it is just simply an expert on spin, because everybody's sort of walking around with blindfolds on and hoping that they can be right at one or two places, and then they can go and take a victory lap afterwards or something and talk about how smart they were.
He's running a couple of independent expenditure efforts in a heavily Republican district in Orange County, trying to make sure a moderate Republican makes it through to the general election. The key swing voters in this Republican district are Democrats and independents. Matt Rexrode is a Republican political consultant.
I was sending mail to Inglewood this cycle, and I kind of like that. And that doesn't happen very often.
Inglewood is a very Democratic city in L.A. County. Fewer than 7% of voters there are Republican. And that's the thing about this new top two primary system, says Rexrode. Even in lopsided districts, now every voter, regardless of party affiliation, could make a difference in the primary.
You know, traditionally, my universes for mail have only been Republicans. But now we're saying, well, we need to include conservative Democrats or those sorts of people as we're looking for votes. Everyone's out looking for votes.
Everyone is looking for an advantage. And no one knows whether what they're trying will work. Tamara Keith, NPR News.